discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
From the endless wheat fields of Kansas to the bright lights of Los Angeles, today we'll meet a man who spent time in some remarkably different worlds. David A.R. White, a Midwestern lad, is today one of the most recognizable actors and producers of faith-based films in America. With a resume that spans over two decades, starring in more than 25 films and producing over 40 films, including God's Not Dead, God's Not Dead 2, Revelation Road, and The Moment After. He is also a founding partner of Pure Flicks, the largest indie faith film studio in the world. In his new book, Between Heaven and Hollywood, David shares encouragement, quick wit, and biblical counsel for those pursuing their God-given dreams. And greetings and welcome to you, sir. It's great to have you on the road today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, David is the product of a tiny Mennonite church in eastern Montana myself. This is officially one of my favorite questions I've ever gotten to open an interview with. I understand that you grew up in a Mennonite community in Kansas. Can you sketch an image for us of what that was like, sir?
I like to compare. A lot of people don't know what Mennonites are, and so
no, sir.
I would just say, well, the Mennonites, you know, they make the Mormons look like a pack of Hell's Angels. I mean, I grew up conservative, as I'm sure you did too, and
yeah.
So I saw one movie in the theater the first 18 years of my life. It was definitely, you know, the last place in the world that I figured that a kid like me would go would be to Hollywood. Here I am.
You, I understand, spent a good amount of time performing an activity called picking rocks. Can you express to us what picking rocks looks like?
Yeah. Well, you know, and the interesting thing is when I lived in Minnesota, not to confuse things, but I actually spent early six years of my life in Minnesota before I had moved to Kansas because my father was a Mennonite pastor. And so and I started working on the farm in Minnesota picking these rocks. And so, you know, you go out there. So basically the tractors, the combines, they don't end up, you know, having the rocks going up and, you know, stopping the machines. So
that's great.
You know, breaking, you know, any piece of it. So anyway, yeah. So that was a fun job that I had. one of many.
And the geography will be important to many folks who are listening today. Where at in Minnesota were you?
A little town called Mountain Lake, which is right outside of Mankato.
Okay, perfect.
So,
perfect.
Yeah, I'm still a Vikings fan today. You know, and that's not an easy thing to do every season. And this season, we thought that we were going, it was going to be, oh, wow, our ship has come in.
Yes,
and,
sir.
The last three games have been, you know, that ship has been not sailing very smoothly.
Well, it's an emotional job, but somebody does need to do it, David. I'm sure they appreciate you.
Yeah, totally.
Tell
but,
us.
You know, I don't know about you, but when I grew up working on wheat farms, and I remember sitting out on a tractor in the middle of this giant wheat field, in high school with nothing but wheat in front of me and back of me, left of me, right of me, just this endless ocean of wheat. And I had this dream to go into the entertainment industry. And again, you know, if you know anything about Mennonites, that's not really, I don't know any other Mennonites that I've ever run into that are in the entertainment industry in 20 years.
Well,
you know, it wasn't expected. It didn't make any sense, but I'm a firm believer that all of us have these dreams and these desires in our heart that God puts there. And it's how do you take those dreams that are written on your heart and put that into the writing on the wall and chase your passion in an actual day-to-day world?
Well, that's fascinating. You said it was while you were out there gazing over the vastness that that dream first came into your heart. Did you have any experience in performance or any type of acting that you did that where you first felt that nudge, or was it just as stark as you describe it?
I mean, it was pretty stark. Yeah. There's a story. When I got into high school, our musical director had left. And so, my friend's mom had come in and she kind of did it. You know, I think I did two plays, or actually two musicals, my entire high school year. And one of them, I was, a munchkin in The Wizard of Oz. So we're not talking about, you know, wow, that passion should be, you know, welling up inside of me, you know, making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember what the second one was. And so, it wasn't like I was trained. I never met an actor in my life. Certainly had no acting experience, and because of, you know, movies, I certainly wasn't watching a lot of movies. So the entertainment industry really didn't make any sense to it. And I think the way the Lord works in a lot of ways is that he takes this kernel of a seed, you know, idea, and he places it inside of us. Romans 12 talks about we all have different gifts according to the measure given to each and every one of us. Like, we all have these gifts. And a lot of times they don't make any sense, but that's the beauty of God.
Well said. David A.R. White is taking us through his journey to Hollywood. He's a leading actor in groundbreaking films like God's Not Dead, its sequel, God's Not Dead 2, Revelation Road, and The Moment After. And his new book is called Between Heaven and Hollywood. And we have, kindly, because of David's publisher, a book to give away, Between Heaven and Hollywood. If you'd like to enter into a drawing for this book, you can head to myfaithradio.com. Just look for On the Road and send us a note right there from that page for a chance to win the book. At this point, then, after you spend that time and you have that incredible high school career with the Wizard of Oz as part of that, you decide to go to the Moody Bible Institute to follow in the footsteps of your dad and become a pastor, but it did not play out exactly how you first anticipated, perhaps.
You know, my entire family had gone, graduated, and met their significant others at Moody Bible Institute. And, you know, it was more than just a place of higher learning. And I think a lot of people can identify with this. Christian colleges are, you know, a chance to widen your gene pool. it's like the ultimate dating term.
That's spectacular.
My father had said, well, every kid has to go at least 1 year to Bible school. And both my older brother and sister had went and graduated, and they had all gone into the ministry as my parents had. And so I just was kind of expected to do the same. But after a year there, Moody isn't what you call drama friendly either. There's no movies, there's no plays, other than they did have a mime troupe. however, if you've ever tried being Jesus doing the Sermon on the Mount in mime, that's very difficult. I wasn't very good at it. I called my parents after a year, and I had had a lot of hand-wringing going back and forth. And I said, Dad, I want to leave Bible school, and I want to go to Hollywood to be an actor. And my parents, there was this really long pause on the phone. What my dad did was what we should all do as parents. And they said, David, as long as you serve the Lord in whatever you do, we support you. And that was a very difficult thing for him to do.
Wow.
Knowing what he had, how he viewed Hollywood and everything else. But I respect him so much, and I'm thankful that he did that. As I went, I moved to Hollywood the next year. I was 19 years old.
And you go to Hollywood, and did you have any connections there? I mean, did you have any individuals that you know that you thought might be types of feet in the door, so to speak, or were you really just starting from scratch?
I started from scratch. I knew zero people. And obviously, you know, L.A. is a land of many, many folks. And so you meet people in every facet that you turn to.
Yeah.
And you're always shocked at how different people are as well. And so But I jumped right in. I was 19. I was here 6 months, and then I ended up landing a recurring role on a hit show called Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds, and my life changed.
David A.R. White is with us. He is a leading actor in groundbreaking films like God's Not Dead, its sequel, Revelation Road, and The Moment After, his new book called Between Heaven and Hollywood. You do share, before you hit some recurring roles, the many times when you didn't really know when your next job or your next paycheck was going to come from. What did you learn from those times of some pretty profound uncertainty that you describe in the book?
God is faithful. And there's always, you know, there's ups and downs in every area of life, in your relationships, in your marriages, in your work, every area. And, you know, and for, I love this, this is a line from my book. It's basically, for every hardship that you endure, for every failure that you are able to withstand, these things can very well be the stepping stones of success and the realization of your God-given dream. And it's about getting up when the struggles come. I was on a show. I was fired off the show by Burt Reynolds, and after 3 and some years, and then as I moved into my late 20s, my career started to dry up. I had an incredible launching period. And, you know, when things go good, it's easy to say, it's easy to be happy. It's easy to be, you know, things are going, you know, you're working a lot, you're doing all kinds of different jobs and just, you know, it was extraordinary. And then all of a sudden for me, it was like, Lord, why did you let me, after things had dried up, you know, I found myself doing all these odd end jobs, ridiculous jobs. And, you know, there's a lot of these stories in the book. And I mean, bizarre, the most embarrassing situation stuff, you know, things that you're like, oh my goodness, how in the world could I play Barney the Dinosaur in South Central with a gang on the street, you know, things like that. And, you know, how does that happen? But Lord, why would you let me taste my dream if you were only going to take it away?
Yeah.
And we start asking all these questions like, God, why me? Why me? Why would you let me go through this? And I say that with tongue in cheek of, you know, of being a little sarcastic and, but I know when those, the toughest times hit us, when we're in, we lose our job, our spouse leaves us, you know, the divorce happens, you know, your kid is sick, you're in the hospital, like, you know, those tough things that you don't understand, you lose somebody. How in the world could God, you know, how can that Romans 8:28, for God causes all things to work together for good, how can that come about in those, in my life, in those lives, with that stuff happening? And there's no doubt about it. We have a lot of pain. We have a lot of sorrow in our life, but it's how do we deal with that? How do we get beyond that, those moments and go on? And I'm a firm believer that, even in the midst of, you know, and I'm talking more so maybe you get laid off at a job or something that you thought was going to be perfect doesn't turn out that way. And you end up doing something that you don't want to do. And it's easy for us to complain about these things. It's easy for us to say, you know, look to the left or the right and say, well, that guy has it so good.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go through what I'm going through. But it's in those times, in those hardships in our lives, that we ultimately find out what we most want to do. We start thinking more about what we do want to do. You know, and you can look at this in all different ways. You can look at your kids. Well, our kids are addicted to iPads. They're addicted to phones. They're addicted to all this, like, media-centric thing, right?
Yeah.
How often do they really just go out in the backyard and just sit there and dream? Or how often do they... You know, do they have to go off and do a job that they don't want to do? And yet those are really some of our best growth times, is because we find that we're most thinking about what we really do want to do. And then it starts to use those dreams, use those times, allow God to to work in your life, and you'll be amazed to see what he will bring out of it.
Man, some great words from David A.R. White today on the road. The book is called Between Heaven and Hollywood, and we do have a free copy of the book to give away. If you'd like to enter into the drawing, you can just head to myfaithradio.com. Just look for On the Road, and you can send us a note right there and say, hey, I want a copy of this book from David A.R. White. David, of course, a leading actor in some groundbreaking films like God's Not Dead and its sequel, and you detail...
And Faith of Our Fathers.
Yes.
You got to say Faith of Our Fathers. I'm going to just start inserting these movies. Brother White. Have you ever seen Brother White?
I've never had the chance to see that, but I'm sure that my life is not as complete as it could have been had I seen it.
Well, you know what? And I'm just going to throw this in too. It's a selfless plug, but I think it's so important. If you go on, and, you know, I started this company with two other guys, and we were the least, you know, out of all the people that should have started this company, PureFlix. We started the company PureFlix because we wanted to make films that uplift and inspire the human spirit to give people an alternative to what Hollywood was putting out there. And it wasn't an easy thing. And, you know, it comes back to a lot of times we ask ourselves, well, how do we know if these things, these dreams, these things that are inside of us are from God?
Yeah.
How do we know if we're supposed to be doing these things? And I get back to, is your dream bigger than you? Is it bigger than you? Because if it's bigger than you, right, when we're kids, we have these big dreams. We want to go off and own our own company. We want to, become a rock star, become the president of the United States. I mean, who knows what you want to do when you're a kid? And then by the time we reach adulthood, we chop these things down to very manageable proportions, ultimately, so we don't get disappointed. We say, well, I don't want to be disappointed. I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want my kids to be disappointed. And so we do it for our kids. We chop their dreams down to proportions. But we started this company called PureFlix in 2000, end of 2005. And in the midst of that, even though it was way beyond what we could have or should have or knew how to do, the Lord took it to becoming the largest faith studio now. And that is from Him, I say that. But one of the things that we've just recently taken on is this PureFlix.com, which is basically the faith family version of Netflix. And if you've ever done one of these things, trying to start these things, it's just extraordinarily hard. And it was above and beyond us again. This is one of our recent things that the Lord has put on us. And I encourage everybody who's listening, go to PureFlix.com and you will be inspired. You'll see movies like Brother White. You'll see The Encounter, Paradise Lost, just wonderful movies. And then there's also now new TV series that have hit it. Oh. So The Encounter TV series just hit recently. We just had a Revelation Road blowout weekend this last weekend. So if you want to go see all three Revelation Roads, they're on there too. So anyway, there's my shameless plug. It probably took a lot longer.
No.
But I hope in the midst of it, you were encouraged that if there's something on your heart and it's bigger than you, then there's a good chance that it's from God.
It's funny that you shared that there because it's absolutely what I wanted to ask you about, which is, I mean, this has been really a movement in the film industry and in television as well over the last decade and change. We have seen faith-based films really start to make just a huge ripple effect in the industry. As you were first getting behind God's Not Dead and first doing the work behind what PureFlix has become, did you anticipate that the response was going to be this sizable?
No. I certainly did not anticipate that. It was a whole lot harder, you know, to do that. And we have so many different stories about God's Not Dead and how even to the point of, you know, to take something theatrically, to move to that level, to go from, we had really been a DVD distributor and television distributor, and then to move to the theatrical side, we had to raise $6 million, which, if, you know, it was a lot of money for us at that point. And
yeah.
We got all the way up and we were blocked at every which way all the studios, nobody wanted to help us. They didn't even want the movie. We basically had to put our company on the blocks to raise that money. And the Lord came through in the last week. And that movie went out, and it did extraordinary. What happened to it was extraordinary. That over the weekend, it became, I think it was the number 3-1 in the box office, but went on to become the number one independent movie of 2014. And it stayed in the weeks. It broke all kinds of records on that, 20 weeks plus. It ended up being the sixth most profitable movie in cinema history.
Wow.
If you can believe that.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. How could us, these three guys that had this vision, that had this dream, despite everything and all the things that were against us, how could that happen? You know what happens is because we, and I come back to this on what is the secret of success. And I think the secret is my success and your success is the same, is I let go early of what I wanted for myself. I let go of what I wanted for myself. And I said, Lord, you take my life. You do with it what you will, Father. And with that, with those kernel of an idea, these things, these dreams that he puts in our hearts, he does the extraordinary with it. And we see that all through scripture. Obviously, there's so many different, stories of that. And we're just another story that is what God has done. And he was so faithful, and was unbelievable. So what the cool area was is that they have these massive agencies like William Morris or CAA, and they have war rooms, and they sit around every Monday morning and they basically discuss how they're going to take over the world. And one of the big things that kept coming up during that time was, who is PureFlix? And what is God Not Dead?
Well, David A.R. White is a remarkable man. Of course, he is behind, with others as well, PureFlix, this remarkable company that's changing the face of faith-based entertainment, the leading actor as well and producer. And the new book is called Between Heaven and Hollywood. And we just have a few more moments. I think that one of the questions that comes up often but is hard to answer, so it's a tough question, I'm sorry, but when we talk about dreams, how do we know if a dream is realistic? How do we know when to let go of a dream?
Good question. How do you know? Well, I think it starts with, I don't think we have enough time to go through all of this. It's not an easy, there's no easy answer.
No,
to this, but
no.
It is that dream beyond you? Is it bigger than you? I think is the start of it. And if it is bigger than you, then there's a good chance that it's from the Lord. Number two is can you let the dream go? Because if you can't let the dream go, then there's a good chance that it's from God. And the most important element is, does it bring glory to God? Ultimately, will it bring glory to God through it? And that's not an easy thing. I'm not saying you have to be a missionary, you have to be a pastor, you have to be a maker of Christian movies. But I'm saying ultimately, hopefully everything that we do brings glory to God. And you can start to weigh out your dreams to see where they fall in a lot of these areas. But I hope you'll pick up the book, and I hope you'll be encouraged. The whole point behind it is just that people would walk away and that they would feel inspired in their own walks and in their own journeys. And anyway, it's been a privilege to be on, and I thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been a delight to have you as well, sir. And before we say farewell, where would you recommend people start the journey if they're fascinated by the concept of Between Heaven and Hollywood, the book, and just learning more about your story? Where can they do both of those things, sir?
Well, you can pick them up at please take a look at my website, davidarwhite.com. And there's all kinds of great promotional, just the free materials on there that you can start to look at your dreams and go through. There's journals, there's all kinds of just amazing materials on there. And then please follow me also on on the social media, and hopefully I'll bring life and inspiration into your life on a daily basis at David Arrow White at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube.
And once again, the book is called Between Heaven and Hollywood. We have one free copy. If you'd like to enter into the drawing to win that copy, just head to myfaithradio.com, look for On the Road, and send us a note right there. David A.R. White, it has been a really enjoyable experience having you here, sir. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thanks so much for having me. God bless you guys.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.